وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. In the previous episodes, we started talking about the human being and what makes the human being human. Because unless we know that, then we really can't treat each other very well. And that's how human rights gets stepped on. One of the traits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives human beings, and obviously these traits not forced upon man, rather man's choice, is the fact Allah says human beings, they are never grateful. They never thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they constantly commit kufr in Him, disbelief in Him. And we said this many times, that disbelief or kufr comes in two different meanings. So it doesn't have just, rejecting the deity of Allah or monotheism. Rather, it has many, many meanings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظُلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ, in chapter Ibrahim, verse 34. They just like to create oppression. And this oppression of mankind towards one another is related to their desires and related to their needs, which is a point of weakness, as we mentioned that in the previous episode. So dhulm comes either out of our ignorance, that we don't know what's good and what's bad, or either comes to our need, that I find myself in need to have this. So those who are in power, those who control positions, or those who have authority in the world, be it, they're in charge of a system or a presidential or what have you, when it comes to their subjects or to their citizens, and you see so much oppression happening, is because they're trying to satisfy their own selves in terms of the desires and pleasures. So Allah says, "Dhulumun kafar." He never thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never looks at the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again He says, "Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanud." When it comes to his Lord, he's always, trying to not give and back off and selfish in his nature. We see here that the human being himself puts himself in that state, whether Allah, when Allah gives him, and obviously whatever we have is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we start to become stingy about it. And when it comes to one's wealth, okay, let's say for argument's sake here, let's say we can accept that. But when it comes to the right of others, then we don't. So when it comes, for example, to khums and charity and taxations, Islamically speaking, these are rights we have to give. I have to pay my charity, my khums or my zakah, my taxes, because these taxes goes to the poor, goes to the weak, goes to the orphans, goes to whoever Islam has designated that they should go to. But then I can come on along and say, well, no, it's mine. I'm not going to give anyone anything. I don't care. So Allah says, we give you, but when it comes to your giving, or at least thanking us, you seem to be very selfish and very greedy in this regard. So Allah again says the human being is in fact an ignorant, oppressive creature. Obviously, by his own doings, not by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us take a short break and then we will continue right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that human beings in their nature, they're never grateful, they're never thankful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly tries to remind man of how weak he is and what he could face and go through if he decides to become that arrogant, selfish, greedy creature. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طُعَامَهُ. Let mankind look at his food. Now we can take this food literally or we can take it metaphorically, because the hadith explains the ta'am or food to be knowledge. Me and you, without actual food, we will die. Without knowledge, we will also die. Because of human beings, if we don't have knowledge and that we don't have information, then literally we are putting ourselves in harm's way in many ways. So we are in need. We are constantly in need of these things. We need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to sustain us mentally, physically, spiritually, and everything in between. So we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a sign of our weakness. But Allah says, if you come to me, and if you walk my path and you do what I say and what I want you to do, then I'll give you strength and I'll give you knowledge beyond your imagination. And this is where, for example, scholars and those who are intellectual come in. So you can see that the knowledge and their whatever they have is because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So me and you, we need to make sure that we don't put ourselves in this state that when we are not grateful to Allah, not thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not giving back, because one of the ways of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that me and you, we need to give back from that which Allah has given us. And this giving back, sometimes it comes in the form of obligation when it comes to taxes and what have you, and sometimes it comes in an option where me and you are recommended to give, for example, in the form of sadaqah. So therefore, we have to always keep that in mind, that we human beings have this personal trait, and sometimes this personal trait takes over us when we fall in the state of ghafla, of unawareness. When humankind and the human beings, they concentrate so much on themselves and on the desires and only worrying about what suits them and what does not suit them, then you see they transgress and they try to oppress other people and take the rights of other people. And sometimes it happens by an individual himself. Sometimes it happens by a group, sometimes it happens by a system that has many people where they only care about themselves and they don't care about the rest of humanity, as we can clearly see in so many systems around the world without having to mention names. As long as they're okay, everything's going well for them, they don't care what happens to the rest of the humanity. In fact, they will oppress other human beings around the world. They deprive them of their natural resources so they could thrive themselves while those people can die, which is very sad to see. And this happens because human beings in their nature, they are selfish and greedy and don't give back, as the Quran has described them to be. So this is something that me and you, we have to be mindful of, and not put ourselves in that position. Inshallah, we'll continue this discussion in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.